Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and if I sound super excited, it's because I am, because our dear friend, Garrett Vogel's back. Garrett, welcome back. It's been a minute.
Bobby, come here, give me a kiss. Mwah, oh, I missed you. Well, you know what? Let's pull the curtain back, because we love to be honest here on the Naughty But Nice Show. I've been away on a special mission. I've been honing my photoshopping skills. I think you may have seen some of my work recently. It's not quite there yet, but we're getting there. And hopefully by Christmas, the family photos will look fantastic and we'll be good to
go. We missed you. You're so naughty, naughty, naughty. We miss you, but you're nice, nice, nice. And that's why you are irresistible, Garrett. Let's jump into the show.
We've got tons of gossip. You've been working out?
Everything's pretty good. Pretty good. Let's jump in. We've got a ton. Thank you very much. I'm sitting here in a t-shirt. That's why I almost look naked. That's a visual. Gosh, I hope it doesn't turn off our fabulous naughties. Okay.
I'll Photoshop it.
Thank you. Let's jump into the show. We have a ton of cake gossip to get to. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time. Okay, Kate and Meghan Markle might have actually spoken. So sources are saying that Meghan has genuine concern about what's going on and has reached out to Kate through back channels. Let me explain. So she's very upset about her sister-in-law. Now, a lot of people are going to be rolling their eyes because you believe this narrative that Kate and Meghan hate each other. That's not true. They are not friends, but I'm told they don't hate each other. They'll never be best friends, but just as human beings, when somebody is suffering, you can have empathy, you should have empathy. And I'm told that Meghan went through this, even if you don't totally believe everything that she has said and Harry has said, there's been some inconsistencies. There's no doubt the time in the royal family was very, very difficult for Meghan. It's a tough job. Think of it as a job, not a family, or maybe think of it as joining a family. Have you ever joined a family that didn't want you, that were not that kind to you? Have you ever married somebody or dated somebody and their parents, their brothers and sisters, they didn't really like you? So Meghan knows what it is like to be a royal at the level that Kate is for about a couple of years. It's not as long as Kate, I get it, but she was in that bubble, which we are not in My Friends, we can only imagine what it's like being that famous, being that powerful, being that privileged. Meghan walked it. They say that you only know someone's life if you walk in their shoes. Well, Meghan did. And now that she's got out of it, she's safe, she's happy in California, she's reading all the press like the rest of us, and is really concerned about Kate. I think this is quite a beautiful thing.
Do you think Meghan said these words to Kate at any point? Go, I know how to get you.
You know,
like, maybe even if it was like a joking manner, like kind of like just to break
they
the
did
ice.
They do have a sense of humor. Hey, listen. Meghan's cheeky and funny. She's got a sharp tongue. She's really witty. And Kate has a great sense of humor too. So I wish, Garrett, that I know you're joking, but I wish that she did do that. The only part of this story that I don't love is don't go through back channels. She's got Kate's phone number and she's got her email. They have emails.
Right.
She's even got her private Instagram account. DM her, slip into Kate's private DM. So Meghan, if you're listening, hello, hello, hello. I love that you're doing this, and I like that after everything you've been through, you get a choice in life, don't you? You can either be really cruel or you don't have to be, and you make that decision. And she's decided after everything she's been through that no, she doesn't want anybody else suffering.
Have you ever played that game Telephone growing up, where you tell a friend something and their job is to, the game is to pass it along to someone? There is no way it started at Meghan, went through back channels and got to Kate word for word.
Yeah.
You know, like people are like, oh, I could tell her this anyway. I wish,
Right. Yeah. People, you have to be so careful. And Meghan's experienced this firsthand. She complained a lot about rumors inside the palace, and she called them the men in suits, the gray figures that were standing in doorways.
She called them the back channels.
Yeah, they've been back channels. So I wouldn't trust the back channels here. Now, another report that's coming out on Kay, and to be honest, I quite like this one, is that people are now really looking closely at William and King Charles and accusing them of abandoning her. Let me explain this one. So William actually took that picture, not Garrett. It was William who took that picture. However, once it was exposed that the picture had been manipulated, Kate apologised. Just Kate. No William. There was no joint apology. He took the picture, but only Kate took the blame. Mm-hmm. And also, too, people are saying, where's King Charles? He could put out a statement so easy saying, lay off Kate, leave her alone, let her recover. But he hasn't. He said nothing.
Isn't he recovering too?
He is recovering, but you can still fire off a statement. I find this is something that I am actually quite good at. I don't bury my head in the sand. I don't blame others. If my wife was in trouble and I took the picture and I'm part of the reason she's in trouble, I stand up. I do, Garrett.
And that's why you're not in the royal family. All right, let's be real with that. You're too nice and human of a person to be. Here's conspiracy theory, Garrett, over here. We weren't talking much about the royals, Rob. It was very quiet for a very long time. I mean, the start of this was, you know, when both Kate and King Charles had their, you know, prospective surgeries and whatnot. Then it kind of picked up a little bit. Now we're back a full blown as if this is the royal wedding all over again. We're talking about them, you know, so it's very Kardashian like.
It is. It is. And funny about that. Funny you should say that. Our last story on the royals before we go to our poll question is Kim Kardashian is now in on it. She issued a joke, Garrett. She said, I think it's funny. Some people are saying it's rude. She said on Instagram, quote, on my way to find Kate Middleton. On my way to find Kate. Now,
she goes in one Paw Patrol movie and she thinks she's a detective. I mean,
she is. Remember when Janet Jackson was going to find the people that killed Michael Jackson, her brother? We called her Detective. Detective. No, it wasn't Janet. It was LaToya. Detective LaToya. So maybe she could join up with LaToya and find Kate. I find this funny. Some people don't, but it brings us to our poll question of the day. Meghan Markle has expressed genuine concern and has reached out to Kate Middleton through back channels. Our question's quite easy today. Should Kate accept the help? What do you think? Can you trust Meghan? Is she going to do an interview? Is Harry going to write a book? Are they going to tell this story? Can you trust her? Should she take the help? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Garrett, love, what are you working on?
All right, well, let's turn into a couple that is trying to take over the podcasting world. Amy Robach and TJ Holmes. You know, they're on Good Morning America. They were both married at the time, and then they fell in love with each other. Then they got kicked off of Good Morning America. Then they tried to find their job, and they found a home right here on the same network that we broadcast this fine podcast on. So they did their first live podcast. That's one thing we haven't done.
Baby.
A live podcast. So Amy Robach drew parallels between herself and Elizabeth Taylor, joking that their prospective experiences with failed marriages, of course. And of course, TJ Holmes chimed in with Jess suggesting that Robach was halfway to matching Taylor's record of failed marriages. They're not married, right? They're dating.
They are dating, not married, not engaged. I saw them a couple of months ago.
It feels like they're married because we've
done so many stories. A couple of things. I think the podcast is quite fun. I've listened to some of them and it's really finding what it is now. Like our podcast, it's quite clear. We're Naughty But Nice and we do celebrity gossip. I don't really know what Amy and TJ's podcast did. I think it was a lifestyle one. They talked about themselves a lot. So congratulations on the podcast. I love the idea of doing a live one. They did theirs at the Soho House, which is a little too fancy for us. We can do ours at Applebee's.
We're more like Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Something like that. We'll do ours there. I'm quite happy to do that. It'd be fun to do it. But I promise you that during our live broadcast, I won't compare myself to Meghan Markle, Elizabeth Taylor, Kim Kardashian, even Andy Cohen. I'll go that far.
More Liza Minnelli, right?
Oh, yeah, I love her. She's my favourite celebrity. It's tricky, isn't it? Like, let other people do this for you. If people want to compare you to somebody, you should let them do it. I don't actually like it when they do. You are you. You are not anybody else. But to compare yourself to one of the great loves, the great beauties of all time, not flattering. What do you think?
Right. Like, just let's role play for a second, Rob Schroeder. So if I say, Rob, you know, I'm very much like Channing Tatum. I sound like a douche. You know what I mean? But if you tell me, it's more of like a compliment. You're like, you know what? You remind me, Garrett. You remind me of that Channing Tatum. I'll feel flattered, but I won't come across as like this egotistical maniac by saying that I look like him. You're telling me, even though I don't see that, but still, it feels good and it's okay. So if maybe TJ was like, you know what? You kind of remind me of Liz Taylor, it would have been all right. But since she's comparing herself, it kind of like, how big is your ego at that point?
How big is your ego? The other thing too, and I've learned this from experience, only compare Garrett or me to Channing Tatum. Don't compare me to Bruce Valanche, who's a funny comedian, or like, I don't want you to say, somebody, I was at a restaurant and somebody kept staring at me and I was like, oh, I'm so famous, Garrett, I'm so famous. And then I was with my friend and I was like, they're coming over to ask me for a selfie. They came flying over to the table and they were like, you're my favorite designer. They thought I was Isaac Mizrahi.
Oh,
now, I was a little heavier at the time. I wasn't quite as what.
Is that why you started walking?
Then I started. That's the real secret. Why?
You know who I've gotten this twice. I was in Disney World riding. You know, you go from point A to point B. You take these, you know, buses, these trams, and one person gets off the bus and is like, "Hey, love you on the show." And I'm like, "Huh?
Yes, 100.
Right, Jersey Shore." They thought I was the Situation. Because I had these glasses on. So the second time I'm walking in the mall in New Jersey and someone goes, hey, can I get a selfie? And I'm like, all right, they listen to the
100.
Show. It's great. They'd be like, where's Vinny? Where's Pauly D? And I go, no.
They help once it happens more than once. Situation? Yeah, once it happens twice. Now I'm going to have to stare at you, Garrett. Maybe I can see it. Oh, no, we just said don't do that. I see Channing Tatum. Okay, this story might be my favorite story of the day. It is so naughty and it makes me laugh. Have you heard about this feud that's going on between Don Lemon and Elon Musk?
Yes.
So Don was going to be on his platform X with a brand new show that actually launches tonight. I just got an email from Don saying tune in. So best of luck with that. Apparently, he had a list of demands, including he wanted $5 million up front. Wow. An additional $8 million in salary, a stake in the company.
X doesn't even make that.
And get this, I love this part, a free Tesla. Throw in a Tesla, sweetie. You own Tesla. I want a free Tesla. Well, that was reported. Don's people said it was not true, but Elon took to X, claiming that Don remind him of Ruruka Salt, who is from Charlie Daddy, and the Chocolate Daddy. Factory. Daddy, I want Daddy. More. I want more.
I want a Tesla truck.
Such a fabulous, naughty, delicious response. I laughed out loud. What do you think?
The one thing I learned, though, because this is all stemming from the interview that he, by the way, you as a former publicist, do you think that this is just promotion for his first show and there's a big fight between
and a kiss and make
the owner?
Could be, but they're both so, what's the word? I don't want to say unstable. They're both so erratic. They're both so
hot-headed.
That's a good word. They're both such hotheads. I know Don very well. I know Elon less well, but he is an unpredictable chap.
But why would you interview your boss?
Because you think you're going to get attention. So what he wanted to do someone really big. He couldn't get Oprah. He couldn't get Meghan Markle. We couldn't get Kate Middleton. He could get his boss because he runs the network. So it sounds
Did
like
they
a
try the
idea.
Back channels with me?
That's right. He's also his boss, but he's also a really huge controversial celebrity, so I understand why you'd want Elon to be your first guest. The problem
but
is
if it's going to be your boss you, don't, if it's going to be your boss you want to kiss their
yeah,
butt
don't,
yeah
don't,
exactly
don't. Can you imagine interviewing your boss and saying to them, so you used to do drugs, you used to do this, you used to do that?
Yeah,
not a good idea.
Like why? Not smart. Like he's taking it from the perspective of as if he's still on CNN and not the man who literally is signing his paycheck. And the lease for his truck.
Right, but so. It's interesting. When he was at CNN, he really sucked up to Jeff Zucker, the boss. I saw them out drinking together. Right. I saw them at a Billy Joel concert together. Like, you should have treated Elon like he was Jeff Zucker, your boss from CNN, and you would never, ever have done this to Jeff. And so Elon writes the checks. It's his company. And he said, I'm sick of it. I don't want to do it. But now we're finding out there's a little bit more to it than that. Don wanted them to give him a Tesla truck, not just a car. But give me a Tesla truck. They said no. And now Elon is saying Don is... I thought it was Veronica. It's not. It's Ruruka. Ruruka Salt.
Daddy,
I want... It made me laugh. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice One More Shooter with my dear friend Garrett Vogel. Hey, Garrett.
Hello, friends.
Let's get to the pills. Da-da-da. Last show, once again, we were talking about Kate Middleton as the lead. Kate is plotting to step away from her royal duties after being painted as a villain and a racist. So we talked about how this bad press, how all this attention, not good attention, has made Kate want to just step away from her royal duties. She doesn't want to do this anymore. Our question was, do you understand why she wants out? It's a bad job. It's a toxic job. Do you understand why she wants out? 80% said yes. You do. Yep. I agree with you. I do understand it. I hope it doesn't happen. Although, if this is going to be right for Kate's mental and physical health, I hope it does happen. But I'm with you. I do understand naughties. Don't forget to vote on today's pool. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now, my favourite part of the show, our nicest of the day.
Well, let's keep with that Kate Middleton, trend going. So, Kate Middleton is poised to address the mysterious health concerns at an upcoming public event.
Oh.
Now, according to a royal source, and by the way, Rob Shooter, you have your royal sources. I have mine. Mine just happened to be you.
That's a good source.
But this is not you, though. This is one of your sources. According to a royal source cited in the Sunday Times, Kate may choose to discuss her recovery openly while interacting with members of the public, kind of like the optics of, like, she's a woman of the people and out and about. And she and Prince William tend to be most candid during these engagements. And they wanted to emphasize that Kate and Prince William value transparency, but will only speak on her health when they feel prepared to do so, which makes sense, when they're ready to do it. The report also suggests that addressing her health concerns in the public setting could provide Middleton with an opportunity to reassure the public and share updates on her recovery process. Now, we just don't know if this will happen or not, but that's what the talk around town is. So, you know, good for Kate having the opportunity to have control over
that. That's her story, Kate. We want you to tell it. You don't have to sit down with Oprah Winfrey. It doesn't need to be a big Harry and Meghan type special. You don't have to write a tell-all book about it. But you can talk about this when they do. They're called walkabouts. And it's when the royal family walk out and they talk to people in the crowd, often people in the public. Now, because of cell phones, all that stuff is captured. So fingers crossed. The other little bit of good news, too, is Kate was spotted over the weekend. She was at a farm, a country farm store with William. There's no photographs of her there. It was a shop she was at, but insiders are saying, eyewitnesses are saying that she looked happy and healthy. She'd just watched her three children participate in a sports event. So Kate is back out and about. So even more good news. Our nicest of the day. And now, our naughtiest of the day.
Oh,
naughty, 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 naughty. Diddy is hanging out with Kanye West. So Diddy has been going through a lot of drama. We've spoken about it on the show several now. Accounts of sexual abuse have been made against him. But instead of laying low, the hip-hop mogul went out to support the controversial rapper. He made a surprise appearance at Kanye's very loud, rolling loud, in fact, set in Los Angeles, hinting at maybe a potential collaboration between the two disgraced artists. He was there with his two daughters, and fans were a bit disappointed there because Kanye did not perform live. He opted to play a recording, but nevertheless, I think we're missing the point here. At the moment, Diddy, Kanye West, probably not the best idea. Puff, I used to do Puffy's PR and I would have advised him, this is not a good look with everything that's going on at the moment to be associated with somebody as controversial.
Not something you want to double down on.
Yeah, double, don't, you know. Don't. This is all the people at the moment. Kanye West is not a good look for you, Puffy, our naughtiest of the day. Let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob. So someone's behaviour is the most trusted indication of who they are. Ask, if this person you're talking to that's in your life that maybe you love isn't going to change, is this the person you really want? So watch people, listen to people, and they tell you who they are. Their behaviour is the best indication of who they are, not what they tell you, what they do. Garrett, have you ever had to just have this realization that there's been somebody in your life, maybe somebody in your life for a long time, that you've outgrown, that you've changed, that they've changed, and you've got to say goodbye?
Yeah, you don't want to do it because, you know, they're at one point a friend or so, but you also think they're just holding me down. Mm. Like, I gotta move on, gotta do it for my own better self. So yes, no, it definitely happens.
I agree with you, Channing Tatum. Okay, that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and This Feels Good and Garrett Show. Let's say that again.
Yes.
And Garrett Show.
Rob and Garrett.
I love it. Back together. We're a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And remember, all together now, if you're going to
be naughty,
you gotta be nice. Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say "Free This Week" into your Xfinity voice remote.